This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. On GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. If you listen, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the polls. You can read the writing up there, the whole nine yards. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. We're also up on Facebook Live if you want to partake there, if you want to join us there as well. And I've got a million ways for you to get the show. You have no excuse. I mean, you really have to go, you have to go out of your way to miss the show. In which case, I do send people, I send my Uncle Louie and Uncle Guido by the house to see, you know, maybe there's a problem. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you don't have a, maybe there's no electricity or something like that. Because that would be the only way I can see you want to miss the show. Or you can head up to Facebook. Like I said, we're also live up there as well. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. I really do honestly appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732 5563. Okay, let's get back to it, because our mad black man from Baltimore is going to join me here at the break, and I want to get through this. I don't know how I'm going to get through it, because I know I'm going to want to throw stuff at it. But Jesse Jackson, our pal, our buddy, come on, it was just up here. Where did it go? Ever tell you how much I hate computers? Right? Well, Jackson says that Trump is no racist. Now, bear with me. Here we go again. That's not it. That's not it. Are we serious here? I'd have you guys talk amongst yourselves, but, you know, I might lose you there because you'll get into a better conversation than I'm having with you. But I've got a couple of clips, actually, of Jesse Jackson talking about what Trump did, what he has done, what he continues to do, whatever, for the black community. How he's developed areas where normally, you know, blacks don't do well, and brought money into those areas, brought jobs into those areas. How did I do this? I hate myself for doing this. Because you got to hear it out of his mouth. And it's not at one event. It's at several events. That's the other thing about this. And he's showing people. I mean, they're doing their whole, you know how that Hollywood thing goes where they hug everybody and everybody's loved. Don't tell me to move on. I don't want to move on. I want to hit this. That's how important I think this is. I think what's happened is this thing is frozen up. That's what I think has happened. All right, go away. Go away. Go away. God. You know what? We will. I'll just, until it pops up again, because I think it's frozen. And like I said, this is why I hate computers. They let you down every single time. Here's the black church guy, right? Can you tell how I can get with this stuff? I won't be able to sleep tonight if I can't find this. Well, anyway, the black community has embraced Donald Trump on several occasions. And for us to run around and think that Donald Trump is a racist, when again, one of the things that he's done, one of the things that he's done for women, is he's hired some of the highest paid women to run his projects. Come on, give that some thought. He's actually brought women in to run his projects, some of them African-American women, although I hate that term too. I've got friends of mine that say, don't call me African-American. Matter of fact, I'll bet you money when Corey comes on, he's going to talk about that too. Not an African-American. Not everybody in this country that's black. This is a news flash. We should have one of those things that can go up, you know, news flash. Not every African-American in this country, or I'm sorry, let me rephrase, not every black person in this country is African-American. Did you know that? Do you know there are places like Jamaica and Belize? Seriously. So what are you saying when you put somebody in one of those categories where you tell them? All right, let's get back to it. You know, this Star Spangled Banner, I don't know if I have enough time for this, but I'm going to do it anyway before he comes on. The Star Spangled Banner thing that's going on, everybody's screaming about the Star Spangled Banner. Some idiot, again, a guy by the name of Jason Johnson, I'm sorry, Jason, whether you like it or not, on a website called TheRoot.com, he says that this hidden racism, now they're going to find racism in everything now, right? That this hidden racism in the national anthem. Now, I don't know how he figures this, but when you read the history lesson, no wonder our kids are so confused. Because he's talking about Americans generally get a failing grade when it comes to knowing our patriotic songs. He says, I know more people who can recite the, some nasty stuff from Team America, the America the Beautiful and Yankee Doodle. No one older than the fifth grader in a chorus class remembers the full song, God Bless America. More people know that the Reverend Jeremiah Wright remixed in the actual full lyrics of the song. Most black folks don't even know the black national anthem. There is a great story about Bill Clinton being at the NAACP where he was the only one who knew it. Well, I guess that makes him special. Hey, Corey Duncan's going to join us after the break. I'm going to do this later on in the show. We lovingly refer to him as my mad black man from Baltimore. He's got his finger on the pulse of the black community and what's going on in some of these cities. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA and standing next to me.
My baby is American made.
We are
born and bred in the USA.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. You know what? It better be American made. We have 94 million Americans out of work today. Why can't you look for first? I know it's tough. I know it takes a little work. I know you don't get the best deal in town when you do it this way. But why can't you go looking for something that was at least assembled here in this country? What do you think about that? Right? So head over to the, you know, that wherever you're going to go shopping or what have you, look up the product. Find out if you can find something that at least is assembled here so that we can get some of our people back to work. 94 million Americans out of work. Please don't buy something that's totally made, you know, in Taiwan, assembled in Japan and sent over to Malaysia to have its painting done and then shipped over to America. You know what I'm saying? Let's try to get some people back to work here. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5787. 5563, as he does every week. I've asked Corey Duncan to join me. We lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore. Corey, thanks for joining me tonight. Corey, what happened? I lost you. Put the phone up to your mouth, dude.
It's time for Dodgers baseball.
Oh, Corey. Now, listen, a couple things. You know, you've been hearing this constant pounding on Donald Trump, and we'll get to your Baltimore scenario here in a second. We're hearing this constant pounding about how Donald Trump is a racist, how he can't stand black people and that kind of stuff. It is making me nuts. Help me out here.
Well, as I always come on and say, my commentary is solely not Joe's opinion, but it's mine. First of all, this is what happens when people take and
Okay, hey, dude, I don't know what's going on, but I can't hear you, so either go back to the speakerphone or hold that thing right up to your mouth.
Okay, how is it now?
That's it. Perfect.
Oh, okay. When Hillary is more or less, she's digging for anything that she can find, because that's all they can do is throw at him about race. But, I hosted a Q&A and doing a Clinton test Sunday night at my home, and one of my homes is in St. Philly, Virginia, and it was 50% black and 50% white, and it was people that were on the fence about voting for Trump. And after they saw the movie and we had a Q&A, they came away from it, and I think we got some more Trump voters. But the thing of it is that you can't get caught up listening to this playing this race card, trying to make him a racist. Because, always, like I had a discussion with someone, and they try to go tooth and nail with me. I said, you said that you're never going to vote for Trump because he's a white man and he's a racist. But last time I checked, Hillary is white. So, and, I'm trying to understand that she bleeps herself and, really she's a black woman.
Yeah. And you, again, you've been dealing a lot. You and I kind of play with this a little bit, but you and I have talked a lot about the people in your work. You work for the government, and how, a lot of the people, a lot of the African Americans in that community, they just quickly sell out to the fact that the Clintons. Now, didn't Hillary Clinton at one point in time call young black men super predators? I remember that conversation.
Well, see, the thing of it is that you have to understand, when you're running for office and you get in front of a camera and you say something, and then 6 years later or 7 years or 10 years later down the road, you run for office, no one can bring it up. So, my whole thing of it is to understand exactly who you're voting for. And what, like I preached Sunday night, that Hillary is not, her husband is more for the black community than she is. She cares about nobody. I mean, she's a power hungry. She's a George Soros understudy. So my thing of it is, you still have to go back and to be clear about this, to understand who you're voting for. And Donald Trump is not bought and paid for by anyone. I heard a radio host earlier tonight. I was listening to his show, and he was for Ted Cruz, and he just trashed Trump all the time or whatever. My thing with this is that if you have a candidate and it's your God-given right, as I told someone else, we actually just happened at work, and we're really not really discussing religion or politics, but the person was like, they heard an interview with the black pastor that said his support and giving his support for Donald Trump, and he said he made a comment. And I'm like, why would you say that? It's his God-given right in a democracy to make his choice, and if that's his choice that he wants to support him, why not? I mean, you say that, I'm so out of luck about why would you vote for Hillary, but, I'm with Donald Trump. Why not? Why not him? Why not? I mean, what other choice do you have? Hillary? Hillary is not in the best of health to begin with anyway. No one's saying that.
So let's see. I want to get part of this in. See if I can get part of this in before we go to the break. I want you to hear this. Okay? This is Jesse Jackson. Sure. He's talking at a dinner.
One late.
And, He's talking at a dinner. And one of the things he's talking about is how this developer person, right, has come into the community, and he has believed enough in those people to want to grow the community and bring jobs there. Take a listen. Let's see. Come on, you can work.
I do want to express thanks to you, Donald Trump, for being with us tonight. We need your building skills, your gusto, your rent package for people on Wall Street who represent diversity. And we thank you for coming tonight. Let's give Donald Trump a big hand.
Oh, my God. Jesse Jackson. He must have been drinking, right? Heavily drinking or on drugs or something. And, you know, because he recently said that Trump was the cause for the riots in Dallas, too, right? So the Rainbow Coalition had a three-day forum on Wall Street and brought Trump in. And he kept talking about, through this whole coalition, the whole three-day event, he kept talking about how Trump brought jobs, he brought expertise, he taught people, he was pulling the minority, as Jackson says, the minority community, from the deepest, darkest of areas. And all of a sudden, he can't remember any of that. He's having a little Alzheimer's of his own. Listen, we got to go to a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com. Thank you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, the I am so tired, and I won't say I'm concerned. I'm not nervous. I'm not afraid. But I am concerned that the feeble-minded, if you would, may give in to all this negative talk. See, do you guys remember the war on women against the Republicans a couple of years back? It was a mantra by the left that the Republicans hated women, conservatives hated women, religious people just simply hate women. And it was a constant mantra, and it worked to a degree. I don't think it worked to a big degree, but it worked to a degree. I think they do the same exact thing now with Trump. It's a Trump mantra. He hates blacks. He hates Hispanics. He hates women. He hates poor people. I mean, they're just constantly pounding on him. He's not a nice, squishy, fuzzy guy. So it's easy for them to do that. But the one thing I heard, which I knew was a lie because I know people that are voting for him, is that on CNN I heard one of the announcers say that he can't get, will not get, has no chance of getting the black vote or any part of the black vote. So I've asked Corey Duncan to join me, our mad black man from Baltimore, we lovingly refer to him as, because I think he is one American who happens to be black who will probably be voting for Donald Trump. Is that true?
Once again, thank you for having me on the show. Mm-hmm. Always a pleasure. Yes, I will. I'll be punching or pulling. I'll pull a lever out of the machine or punch the lever, whatever it is that I have to do. We come to a position and we come to a time across where I like to say a crossroad in politics or the way this country's been ran for the last 8 years, and we need a change. We need someone that's not a politician. Target to free voters and stuff like that. Come on and get on board and stop whining about taking that loss or whatever. And come on, because we cannot allow this woman to get in the office. And the thing of it is that Donald Trump is not a politician. We don't need anyone that's bought and paid by a Goldman Sachs or he has his own money. And that's what we need. No, is he the perfect candidate? Probably not. But then again, think about it. Was Barack Obama the perfect person for the White House? No, he wasn't.
Wait a minute. Let me help you. Let me help you with your English. He still isn't.
we all know that he was unfit to be in office. See, he already broke the law because he's not American. He's Kenyan, that's a story. He's on his way out. And, like I was telling someone else, I was trying to explain to them, you know, the pros and cons of having this situation the way it is. And like I told him, you know, Donald Trump, is he perfect? No. But then again, we need someone that's not perfect. This is who we need. We need someone that's in there, that's good about business. Is he good about politics? Yeah, he's going to be hardcore about some certain things, but that's what we need to get back to, because the way we look in other countries around the world or whatever, you know, it's like we're weak. And we're going back to a time where we're going around apologizing for everything. It's like you're taking land and then giving it back. You don't do that. You don't do things like that. But, you know, in my heart, I really believe Donald Trump is going to do what he says he's going to do. Will he do everything? Of course not. I mean, you would be a total fool. But what he's going to do is we're going to go back to.
But wait a minute, Corey. We accept that from other people. We accept other candidates, other people that have gotten into president after they promise us all this garbage, and then they get in there and they do jack, and we accept it from them. I mean, why should it be any different here?
Well, what I'll say is this: every president is judged on his first 100 days in office. His work first 100 days, as the first 100 days of office, then he'll probably go switch over. That, hey, look, when you have power like that, and you get to that level of power of running a whole country and pretty much the leader of the world, it's gonna change you. It's gonna change you, and who you were before you ran and who you were when you took the oath of office, it's gonna be different. And in the first 100 days, if he does the wall and he does this and does that, okay, you gotta take what you can get out of these guys the first 100 days, because after that. pretty much, they're all the pretty much the same type of person, people or whatever. But you know, that's wait and see. But I personally think, you know, that nobody's gonna get tricked, nobody's gonna get fooled. He's gonna win. I'm telling you, he's gonna win. Whether it be a landslide or it be close, he's gonna win. Hillary has too many. Hillary doesn't have the white vote, male or female. And now the black vote is starting to get away from her, that she thinks that she has. But, you know, you know, it's almost a situation where people that's around her, I mean, personally, if it was me, I don't want you to tell me what I want to hear. I want you to tell me the truth, whether I'm leading, what I need to do. What I think a lot of people around her is, like with Barack Obama, is they tell you what you want to hear, but they're not telling you the truth.
Yeah. Now, the group that you're hanging out with, and I'm not just talking about the other people in the black community, but I'm also talking about the workers and what have you. You know, when you're seeing all this stuff coming from Hillary, the other thing I love is that, if you notice, that Hillary's had a lot of days off lately, if you know what I'm saying. But is anybody else in the black community, are anybody pulling you aside and saying to you, hey, you know what, I've been a Dem all my life. I'm having a hard time pulling a lever for her. I don't know if I really want to pull the lever for this lady.
Well, like I said, you know, the gathering I had Sunday night was a poll. I mean, had friends or colleagues or whatever, and some were black or some were white. And they had the same thing. They don't want to vote for, but they really don't know whether Trump is the right person. So I pointed out, I asked them, I said, well, this is a Q&A. You asked me, and a lot of people that are black conservatives that's listening to this show tonight should do the same thing. I don't care if it's 10 people, 15 people. You don't know who you can touch and who you can get to understand and teach. See, the thing of this is educating the voter to make the right choice based upon facts. Not with your heart and all this that Cruz is talking about, you know, vote your conscience or whatever. No, go off of facts. Do your own research. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to CNN. Don't listen to Fox. Do your own research, and then you'll get your answers. Because if you do the facts, you will definitely get the answers. But, you know, a lot of them are turning Trump, though.
I'm gonna ask you, because I was actually talking to a guy today who finally said, you know, I want you to know that I'm African American. I said, okay. And I said, and you know, I support Hillary because she's done so much for the black community. I went, great. Name me one. Give me one thing that she did directly, that she put into place, that she pushed her husband to do, that she fought for as a senator. Name me one thing that made the black communities better. And you would have thought I hit him with a sledgehammer because he couldn't respond. he danced around all kinds of stuff. And he, you know, black communities, you know, she tried to get health care through. Nobody would let her get it through. She didn't try to do that for the black community, my friend. She tried to do it because, first of all, she got a whole bunch of friends in the healthcare community. You know, she did some money for the foundation. They said, but number two is, it was for all Americans. It was for all people that couldn't afford their own healthcare. It wasn't for the black community. The only thing she did for the black community was call you out as super predators. That's all she did for you.
Exactly.
But I'm a white guy. Remember, I'm whitey. So, you know, I was all wrong, and I didn't understand the black community. You're right. I guess I don't understand the black community.
Well, see, the problem of it is the fact that you're white and you're trying to explain to him. And see, the facade and the rabbit in the hat thing is a lot of people need to stop drinking this Kool-Aid. I don't know where they're buying it from or whatever. That it's all whitey fault. I had this discussion ever since Sunday night. And it's the same thing. You can't blame Whitey. You have to look yourself in the mirror. And I'm so sick and tired of hearing this. And, you know, I heard someone speak on it today on a radio show in Baltimore that you know, you ride through parts of Baltimore where the Preakness was, and it, you know, it looked like Beirut, but yet the downtown area is just that. And what did he say? He said the same thing that I preach on your show every week. Where is Mayor Stephanie Rawlins' fake? And Elijah big dollar Cummings that he's been stealing, and that's the same thing that he said. Where are they at? They're crooks. They've been robbing the black neighborhoods forever.
Yeah, I don't know why does the black community keep putting up with that? Why is it, you know, when Trump was talking and trying to get his point across, which is, you know, the black Democrats have been running these cities like Baltimore, like Chicago, and so forth and so on. You know, and look at them. They go nothing. They just get worse and worse and worse as the years go on. What part of that is the black community not understanding? We have to go for a break. When we come back, I want you to respond to that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man, had his craft.
We are back.
His number came up, and he was gone with the draft. He's in
the army, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time that you're with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I don't, you know what? I must have said something the other night that teed off a bunch of people, in the because you know I'm so soft and squishy. What are you laughing for over there? I can hear you in the background, you know. I must have said something that teed off the LGBTQ community because I got inundated with these links on. We're going to talk about this. We'll talk about this one later on after I get Corey off the air. They say that research now confirms that bisexual men make much better lovers. Who knew? I guess.
Oh, no. What a trick.
Don't. watch your mouth. Anyhow, let's get him on before he gets all of us in trouble. Corey Duncan joins us. He's our mad black man from Baltimore. Always a pleasure to have him with us. I do appreciate it. And I said, you're not going to come up with another name for him, too, because I want to call him my passionate black man from Baltimore, because really, it's really for him, it's all about the, he gets all about the stupidity of some of those on the left. So anyway, Corey, thanks for being with me today. I do appreciate the time.
Always a pleasure, come on.
At least we always have a good time. I mean, I walk away from this most of the time scratching my head trying to figure it out. But so the question I'm trying to get you to answer, man, I'm not that you can't answer it, but you're dealing with a lot of these people that are hardcore Dems, that are on the left, that are from the black community, and
how do they just, I mean, they when you show them what's going on in communities where they've been run by, you know, black Democrats and they've not gotten ahead at all, 40, 50, 60 years, they've made no step forward. What are the answers? What are the responses you get from these people?
Nothing. But the day in the headlights. I'm just going to be totally honest with you. That's what it is. It's the day in the headlights. And when you ask them, all they can keep going back to is, you know, I'm sick of hearing about Bush. Bush is gone. He is gone. Well, it's because of him, because we're in Iraq. Well, as I recall, Barack Obama said he was going to bring this 10,000 of them home, and he sent them back. So, it is still, but I was just like, so Trump will be inheriting him going into Libya, unstabilizing a country that was stable. Well, destabilizing a country that was stable. Okay. Or, and, you know, being the UN's whipping boy or whatever. No. But when you ask them about stuff, about things that's going on in the black community and this and that, and why do you keep voting for, you know, it's like they get, you know, they just got this look like, you know, I had an idea. It's almost like one of the Mansons or whatever. Maybe
right.
They know Charlie.
I hear you. I just don't get it. I know that, you know, the same community I grew up with as a kid, the Italian community, there's a lot of stuff there that they didn't do for them either. There was a lot of stuff there going on that the Democrats didn't help them with, and yet they still voted for them on a regular basis. I never understood it. Okay, let's talk a little bit about patriotism. First and foremost, you served our country, right? You were in the military.
82nd Mets.
Okay, so here you go. You're an American who happens to be black that served in our military because you love this country. And so what do we have going on now? I can't even remember the guy's, Colin. I can't even pronounce his last name. So Colin decided that he wasn't going to get up because, you know, apparently making $16 million a year is oppressive. I tell you what. You want to pay me $2 million a year? I will smile big. I will not be oppressed. I will be a very happy man. You think he's full of malarkey, or you think this is, you know, he's really taking an honest stand? What do you think?
Okay, let me give you a quick 3-minute rant. Here it is. Colin Kaepernick, this is going out to you and the rest of the liberals and the rest of these athletes and actors and singers. Mind your business and stick to what you do best. Act, throw football, or make people laugh. That's what you stick to. Because you don't know anything about politics. And this goes out to the late night talk show host and the five people down in Washington, D.C. Yeah, I've watched your feed and I watch your show. And you be on there and you claim your fan balance and you're not. But this goes out to Colin Kaepernick. I serve my country and I love this country. And I'm not an African-American. I'm an American. And I'm a black man. And this is what it is. And we all know what the real thing of it is. Learn how to read defenses, not throw 13 or 14 interceptions in one whole year. Then you'll be doing something. Do your job and mind your business and stay in your lane because you're a hater. You're an American hater. And all these people, these actors and these sports superstars that claim that you don't like the United States of America, what you can do is do this. Pack up, leave your $16 million here, and go to North Korea, and let's see if you throw a football. You won't be throwing no football. I can assure you of that. So be proud of where you're at, because if you don't like the Democrat, the democracy, and the way we do, and the way we vote here, and if it's Trump, I'm going to Barbara Streisand, I'm going to run to this place around. Well, guess what? You guys can tell your fans, but I guarantee you on the first day that Trump takes office, they'll be right here, because they're not going anyway, because they're a bunch of pansies anyway. Colin Kaepernick has the audacity, and you have people out here that get out of their rank every day and go to work, serve this country, and have died, that got maimed, and come back from Iraq and Afghanistan. And it bothers me that a punk like this gets on and talks about oppressed. You have a $17 million house, and you're whining about that? Are you serious? Are you serious?
I can't believe
I can't believe people like this live in this country, and you guys are like Kanye West. Hey, look, if you don't like it, why don't you go live in London? Why don't you go move to York? Nobody's asking you to
And the other thing, too, as I've said, is that there's he could not have done this in any other country. This, and it doesn't matter what color you are. This would not be something that would be afforded you in any other country on the planet. Right? Help me out here.
Well, what I'll say is this: it's his right to stand or not stand, but he has to understand you're a sports figure. Not only that, you're a sports figure, and you're anybody that's in the limelight like this or whatever, or the famous or whatever, that's an artist or a politician. I mean, come on, are you serious? But people need to understand the whole story about this. The story is that he's doing this because why? He's about to marry a Muslim, and he's trying to convert to being a Muslim. But my thing is, you have a Muslim president that's portraying himself as a Christian, but they have a Muslim president, and he is the same way. See, this is almost like communism back in the 60s or whatever, when they was trying to fight communism. Drysdale or I'm trying to think somebody from that era had stood up and said, well, I'm not going to stand up for the flag because of this or because of that. It would have taken my 82nd mechanized and a couple of battalions of Marines to stop people from trying to pull his head off his shoulders. I mean, where have we gone as a country where you can't say the Pledge of Allegiance? Y'all heard in a football game, they want to run out on the field with the flag, and you know, Old Glory, and they told them no, it would be offensive. Offensive to who? The last time I checked, we didn't ask them to come here. They came here on their own. If they had any guts, they would go back to their country, throw the bomb out that's running their country, and take it over and make things right instead of running. They're cowards. And then you come here and you want us to accept Sharia law and accept this and accept that. Hell no, we're not going to do it. And if you don't like it, you can go back to your own country.
Yeah, I'll just be a racist. You know, I was accused last night, and I don't really care about this stuff, but here's the deal. I have no problem. You said it, so I'm going to say it again. I have no problem with somebody not wanting to pledge allegiance. I mean, they have religious reasons and that kind of stuff. But not only not to pledge it, not to get up and to speak against that flag that protects every right you have. Matter of fact, the funny thing about it was what he spoke out about, the oppression that he spoke out about, would have got him shot in any other country, would have got him put in prison for life in any other country. And they don't get it.
But, Joe, here's the thing. What he's talking about people being oppressed, the guy asked him, the reporter asked him about the oppression. He couldn't even tell him. He couldn't even tell him. He said, well, black people are dying every day. And the police, he said, well, who? Who do you know personally?
I know. I would love that. I would love when Hillary people the same way. I would love that. They just can't answer the question. Anyhow, real quick, before we run out of time here, how do people get the, I don't know if this is possible. I don't know if you can actually handle this, but how do people get more of Corey Duncan?
Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook and Corey Duncan on Twitter. 1,000, we got over 1,000.
Good for you.
20 followers. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah,
cool.
I want to give a shout out to my family. My son, both my sons, that played their first high school football games on Friday. And I only can make one, but the rest of my family will be in Texas and the other part will be in Maryland. So.
And I'm proud to say that I helped you get at least six of those new Twitter followers.
Hey, look, free lunch on me.
There you go. All right, Corey, thanks for being with me tonight. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me as well. Hey, when we come back at the top of the hour, guess what we're going to do? We're going to talk about the fella at Clemens University, the administrator who stopped a guy from praying on campus. You know how he did it? Oh, come on back and I'll tell you. I also have something free for you next hour. You can't have it unless you come back. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.